Texte numéro 110. Trans youth in America struggle with crisis as anti-trans politics gain traction. The election of Donald Trump has sent transgender youth in America into crisis, with many flooding crisis hotlines as they struggle to cope with the rising anti-transgender rhetoric. During his presidential bid, Trump campaigned on restricting civil rights protections for transgender students and rolling back policies that ensure safe and inclusive environments in schools. One of his most controversial proposals was to strip transgender students of Title IX protections, which govern issues such as bathroom use and pronoun recognition in schools. Trump's campaign ads, including one that aired over 15,000 times, intensified the fear felt by transgender youth. The ad famously claimed, "Kamala is for they, them, President Trump is for you," further alienating the transgender and non-binary community. For one Alabama teen, the ad led to despair and suicidal thoughts, prompting a call to the Rainbow Youth Project's crisis hotline. The group reported receiving over 5,500 calls in just 10 days, a drastic increase from its usual monthly volume of 3,700. While the teen has found support through counselling, bullying at school has worsened, with peers taunting them over Trump's rhetoric. The emotional toll has been significant, with many LGBTQ plus youth feeling the weight of political ads and discourse on their identities. One mother, Carolyn Fisher, explained how the political climate has exacerbated her child's depression and anxiety. This crisis has deepened as Trump's rhetoric on transgender issues continue to escalate throughout the campaign. Republican ads pushing anti-transgender views aired over 290,000 times, further driving the divide and fueling fears that transgender rights had gone too far. The Biden administration has worked to expand transgender protections with a focus on Title IX, but many states have challenged these efforts in court. Trump's promises to reverse these gains have left many concerned for the future. He has proposed banning gender-affirming healthcare for minors and withdrawing federal funding from schools that promote gender ideology. His policies could have profound implications for transgender students, especially those already facing high rates of bullying and discrimination. In response, LGBTQ plus advocates are doubling down on their efforts to provide support through virtual peer groups and online platforms. Still, many transgender youth are considering whether it would be safer to relocate to areas with more supportive environments. Despite these challenges, advocates continue to offer hope. As 18-year-old trans student Eli shared, "You're not alone. We will come out the other side. There are queer adults who have lived long and happy lives, and you will get there too." Adapted from The Independent, November 2024.